A prayer of penitence. Found in a letter to a member of the Wessels family, the language of our heart should be, O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto Thee, but unto us who have departed from Thy counsel confusion of faces. What answer can we render to Thee? And how shall we be justified before Thee? We will return unto Thee, for Thy hand is stretched forth to help the penitent, who seek Thee with the whole heart. For Thy mercy's sake, Thou hearest their cries. Poor, helpless, and needy, we come to Thee, not because of our righteousness, but for Thy righteousness' sake, O Lord. We beseech Thee not to send us away empty. Our souls, our bodies, are Thy property. Thou hast bought us with a price. Not because we are worthy, but for the sake of Thine own Son, strengthen us, that we may put on the garment of Thy righteousness. Thou art gracious and merciful. If Thou, Lord, shouldst mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with Thee, that Thou mightest be feared. For with Thee is the fountain of life, in Thy light shall we see light. All Thy work shall praise Thee. Let all Thy creatures worship before Thy face. May Thy people be united to do Thy will, and to seek Thee with the whole heart. Give honor unto Thy people, praise to them that fear Thee, and honor to them that seek Thee. Fill the mouths of them that hunger for Thy righteousness. Give joy unto Thy land, and gladness unto Thy city. The Lord shall reign forever, even Thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Let the horn of Thy servant David be exalted, and may the light of the son of Jesse shine upon Thy people.